A Yeltsin staff member denied any serious health problems, but did concede he'd been suffering from a sore throat.
Oh, has he? Oh, really?
Must have swallowed another swizzle stick.
That's a true story, wasn't it?
He swallowed a swizzle stick and they found it on the x-rays.
Apparently, he's always doing it. I saw him make a speech last year where he had about 12 of them sticking out of his neck every time he eats. It's like a game of kaplunk. Aides pull out the swizzle sticks one by one till the food finally drops. This is how they found out. Members of Al Gore's staff and embassy officials had already arrived at the Kremlin for the meeting before they were told it was off. And they weren't allowed in. It was just a voice from behind the closed front door going, he's not here. He's gone on holiday. So you'll call back in a couple of weeks. I've got to go now. Stand clear. Stand clear.
That's all they heard, Coates. Can you believe it?
I can.
Yeah, well.
So let me get this right. The bloke who answered the door was holding a jumper over his mouth, was he?
Providing quite a spectacle for
one of those fuzzy Russian hats.
Oh, right.
I'm not here. Oh, this is fantastic. All of a sudden, I'm Russian. This is great.
All right. You've had your fun now.
All right.
And, guys.
Boot it home, Mick.
Boot it home. Watch me go.